morning to you all. I want to welcome you to another presentation with yours truly, Patrick O'Cheney. In today's video, I'm going to share with you guys 6 tips on how to eat in order to lose weight. Hopefully, you guys know by now that you've got to be eating the right way in order for you to lose weight. I cannot emphasize this enough. Do not fall for the trap that you can exercise your way out of eating badly. What does that mean? You cannot eat whatever you want and think you're gonna exercise, and lose weight. It does not work that way, guys. How much water should I drink daily to lose weight? One thing you need to realize is that drinking water is very important to all the functions of your body. All the functions of your body is gonna slow down and ultimately break down if you don't drink enough water. Now, this also affects your metabolism. If you're not drinking enough water, guess what? Your metabolism is going to slow down. How much water you drink is affected by your fitness level and your age. In general, as a rule of thumb, you want to be drinking about 0.5 ounce to 1 ounce per pound of body weight. For example, you weigh 150 pounds. You should be drinking about 75 ounce to 150 ounce of water on a given day. That's a rule of thumb. But again, remember, how much more you drink or how much less you drink is affected by your age and activity level. What type of foods to eat in order to lose weight? With each person is different based on their age, health status, activity level. In general, you should be eating a balanced diet. What does a balanced diet consist of? You have your fats, carbs, protein, and veggies. If I had you as a client, I would sit down with you, figure out what is your lifestyle situation, what are your likes and your dislikes in terms of the food that you like to eat and the foods you don't like to eat. And with that, we create a customized plan. So I cannot really tell you exactly what food to eat because I don't know your unique situation. However, conceptually, assuming you have good health, you want to make sure that you're incorporating fats, carbs, protein, and veggies into your eating plan. What types of food to avoid? When you're trying to lose weight, not only is it important to eat the right kind of food to make sure you're eating a balanced diet, you also have to avoid certain kinds of food. The first kind of food you want to avoid, any kind of processed food. So what's an example of a processed food? Generally speaking, anything you buy that's in your package that has more than one ingredient on the ingredient list. Secondly, you want to avoid things that have what I call hydrogenated oil. How many times should I eat in a given day? Since we're talking about losing weight, in my expert opinion, no more than 3 in general. However, if you want to see better results, you want to be doing intermittent fasting. How many calories to eat for weight loss? As a general rule of thumb, what you want to do is take 10 to 15 calories per pound of body weight. So for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, the general amount of calories should be about 1,500 to 2,250 calories per day. That's the range of calories you should be eating. However, if your activity level is way high, you might have to eat more than that. So what you want to do is make sure you create a plan that incorporates enough calories based on your activity level. What is the cutoff time to eat dinner in order to avoid getting weight? The time for dinner is different from person to person, depending on your lifestyle. For example, if I'm a nurse and I work 13-hour shifts, well, guess what? My dinner time will be completely different from your dinner time if you work 9 to 5 and come home by 5 p.m. So there is no set dinner time, cutoff time to avoid getting weight. What you want to understand is the strategy behind dinner time. So what do I mean by that? In general, most people consider dinner time as the time they eat food before they go to sleep. So keeping that in mind, what you want to do is you want to minimize the amount of carbs you're eating before you go to sleep, because most people do not work out while they're sleeping. But if you're working 9 to 5, a time I would recommend for you is no later than 6 p.m.